Today on episode number 429 of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements, which you can find at schoolofpodcasting.com/429, we're talking free pizza. That's right, you heard me. We've got a great last five and five. I'm going to give you some tips on how you can save money for events. And, well, I have a very interesting because of my podcast story. Aw, hit it, ladies.
The School of Podcasting with Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005, I am your very own personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson. Thanking you so very, very much. I am so happy that you've decided to tune in to my show. If you're new to the show, look, we talk about all things podcasting, from planning to promoting to recording and gear and this and that and anything that gets confusing. I come along, I flatten the learning curve. That's what I do for a living. I've been flattening learning curves for over 20 years, and we get you on the path to pain-free podcasting. And at the beginning of the show, I usually like to have like podcasting news or a last five and five, which we'll have a little later. But I love because of my podcast stories. Now, what is a because of my podcast story? It is simply this. The question is, because of my podcasts, blank. And in this case, I'm the because of my podcast story. Because of my podcast, I am now the director of the podcasting track for the New Media Expo in Las Vegas. And can I kind of step outside of my head for a second? It's still weird hearing me say that. It's still weird. I'm like, okay, it's right there on the blog. I see it. And so what I want to talk about today is we're going to go a little more touchy-feely today. We're not going to talk so much about microphones and things like that. And this might be, I have notes in front of me. I swear to God, hand raised, right hand, give me a Bible. I have notes in front of me. And I'm going to try to stick to this. And normally I do not talk a bunch about me because it's all about you and helping you. And my goal here is to help you realize that you can start a podcast. Because, you know, almost 10 years ago, I started a podcast and I never thought, well, someday I'll start this thing and I'll be the director of podcasting at the New Media Expo when I went to the first one. I thought, yeah, someday I'm going to run this thing. You know, not that I'm running, you guys know what I mean, the podcast part. Rick Calvert is running that thing. And the part that's interesting for me is I'm a trainer. My heart is to help people. My heart is to help everyone. And the one thing that I have to keep in mind here, knowing when I take this position, is I'm going to disappoint a few people. Hopefully not a lot of people, but a few people. And when you buy a dog, I had a Shih Tzu for 14 years. I miss Dudley amazingly. There are things that still to this day, he's been gone probably the better part of a year at this point. And I still think about that dog all the time. Now, does that mean if somebody offered me another dog, and for the record, we're good in the dog department. But if somebody said, hey, we have another Shih Tzu. If you want it, you can have it. Would I go, oh no, the pain was too hard. I can't handle another dog. Now I would take it in a second because the cons do not outweigh the pros. And everybody's like, did you just say that backwards? The pros outweigh the cons. And there are times when you have to ask yourself, what's the worst thing that could happen? Now, the cool thing is I've inherited a program that's pretty much a well-oiled machine. Thanks to Cliff Ravenscraft, the podcast answer man, who, for the record, was one of the first people to send me an email. Said, hey, thanks, Dave, you're great job. Congratulations, et cetera, et cetera. And we're going to get on the phone sometime here in the near future and officially pass the baton. But I do have three people that I want to thank here. And this sounds like it's an Oscar speech or something. I want to thank all the children in God and, right? But it shows the power of podcasting here. And it also shows, like, I talk about planting seeds, right? When you put out a podcast, in some cases, if you're looking to do this as a business, and this doesn't mean that, you know, when you're doing things for a hobby, you still do this, but you might get paid in different ways. You might get paid in friends. But Rick Calvert, the main man behind the New Media Expo, talked to Rob Walsh from Libsyn and said, Cliff has stepped down. Who do you think? He also asked Rob Greenlee, from who used to be with Microsoft and is now part of Podcast One. He also asked Todd Cochran. And they all said one name. And that name was Dave Jackson. And that, again, hearing it out loud goes, wow, that's cool. And this is where I tell you, if you put out good content that will impact your audience, that they will find useful, when you do that on a consistent basis, the consistent schedule means that you're trustworthy. You now become part of my routine. When you provide value, well, they like you. And when you share a little bit about yourself, maybe they get to know you a little bit. And through all those, they then begin to trust you. So they know, they like, they trust you. And when an opportunity comes up, my name came up. And so thank you to Rob and Todd. And it's still, again, like, really? Really? Wow, that's cool. And so I want to talk a couple things here. Like I said, we're going to get a little touchy-feely today. If you're in a situation, and this applies to podcasting, but it also applies to your life. And that is, if you think about the hard things you've done, because this is not going to be easy, especially because I know, just like when you buy a dog, you know somewhere down the line, it's going to be a really sad day. And when I took this position, I know somewhere down the line, it's going to be uncomfortable when I have to tell someone, hopefully not you, I really liked your presentation. We've only got so many spots and we're not going to be able to use you this year. Gads, that just, that's not going to be fun. And there have been times when you've done things that were hard. And I think if you look at them, when you made it through that, you were kind of a better person on the other side. Maybe you were more knowledgeable. Maybe you were stronger. Maybe you were smarter. Maybe you had insights. And so what I thought I would do is just share a couple of mine. So these are just stories, but maybe you can see yourself in some of these and go, yeah, I've done that. Okay. My very first job as a 16-year-old kid, after being a paperboy, I'm not counting that one, was in a grocery store and I got fired. Why? Because I was too shy. I would not talk to the customers. I was very, very shy. Introverted, they call it. My second job was at a grocery store. And between job number one and job number two, my advisor said, look, you have to come out of your shell. And telling somebody to change their inner DNA is like when somebody goes, hey, you're in a really bad mood. Don't you love that? You're like, oh, thanks for pointing that out. I feel so much better now. I'm in a great mood now. That usually doesn't work. And so he said, look, you just have to act like you're outgoing and eventually you will be. Kind of fake it till you make it. So I did. And I was actually really good at that second grocery store. And unfortunately, that grocery store went out of business. So now I haven't been in school for years and I got to go back to school. Now, I didn't know this growing up. Maybe being on welfare for a little bit, part of my life, would have been a clue. But I was poor. Did not know that, really. And I had to pay for college. Now, the good thing is, when your parents are poor, you know, the government will give you some money, but the rest of it was coming out of my pocket. So I had to work my way through college as a waiter. And it took me 4 years to go to a 2-year degree because I was paying for it. But I got through it. And there were times when I didn't think I could. There were times when I had things happen that I just thought, oh, you've got to be kidding me. There's no way I can do this. And since we're talking about college, my mom died when I was 24 during finals week. And they wouldn't let me retake my finals. I had to take them that week, you know, in and around the funeral and such. There are times in your life when you're like, what? I can't do that. And because I'm here telling you about it, that means I did it. Now, the fun thing, he said sarcastically, was when my brother pulled into the driveway to let me know that instead of going with him to see mom, who was supposed to come out of the ICU that day, and instead had a third heart attack, and that she was gone. We were now faced with the dilemma of telling my grandma, hey, grandma, you know how you outlived all of your sisters? Guess what? You outlived your kid too. And both my brother and I are like, how do you say that? And I remember walking up the front walk of my grandma's house. She had this big, lovely front yard with these big, huge trees. And it was, we're walking up and I'm just thinking, I have no idea how we're going to do this. And this is where, without getting preachy on you, the big invisible sky buddy that I have, you guys, if you're a regular listener, you know what I mean by that. We opened up the door and, we said, hi, grandma. And it must've been the looks on our faces. She just said, mom's not coming home, is she? And, yeah. So the invisible sky buddy took care of that one for me. Really hard to do, but I'm here to tell you about it. My first training position, I got out of school and I was a technician, and they needed somebody to train people on the copiers because the customers didn't know how to run them. I didn't know how to do training. I went to school to be a technician. 20 plus years later, I've trained people on copiers. I've trained people on scanners at the Chicago Tribune and the LA Times and all these other big newspapers all over the place. I train a lot of people on Microsoft stuff. I didn't go to school for training. It wasn't until later that the bad news about being in training is when sales doesn't meet their quota, the first thing that gets cut is they cut the training department. So here, there's a hard thing. Getting let go from a job. When you learn, here's the fun thing. I was called a customer service rep. I wasn't called a trainer. And I won employee of the year twice. And the first time I did it was the first time ever that a non-salesperson had done that. The second time I won it, they let me go 6 months earlier, 6 months after that, because the product I was training on got discontinued. They went, what are we going to do with Dave? So that's a hard position. I've never been aside from being fired when I was 16 because I was shy, I've never been just let go because, hey, we love you. You're a great employee. We just don't have anything to do for you. But you push through that. And I learned great skills on how to go find a job. My first wife, unfortunately, now my ex-wife, we spent ourselves into bankruptcy trying to have a kid. I do not recommend putting fertility treatments on credit cards. So I pushed through that. I pushed through a divorce that kind of came after that whole nasty situation. And I'm here to tell you about it. So my point is, look, you've been through tough stuff. I've been through tough stuff. When you push through that uncomfortableness, that sometimes you have no choice, life just comes along and goes, hello, here you go. Have some uncomfortableness. And you push through. And on the other side of that, you have experiences, you might be more confident, you might have insights into people, you come out on the other side, I feel, a better person. Anytime you are uncomfortable, it means you're learning something. And because I have the heart of a trainer, I'm a big fan of constant improvement. And so for me, when somebody says, why would you take a position that you know you're going to end up probably disappointing your friends? You know, Rick Calvert and New Media Expo, they bought the podcast awards. They know they're going to disappoint some people because somebody's going to say, it was rigged, man. They're going to disappoint somebody. And I just know for me, it's an opportunity to grow as a person, to see podcasting on kind of a higher level. It's almost like walking up a ladder. You get a different view from up there. And the cool thing is I'm going to go get that view and keep you informed on what's going on. So it'll make me a better podcaster. It'll make me a better coach. But I'm going to end up with a new skill set that I wouldn't have had if I didn't take this position. So in the end, I do apologize in advance. But on the other hand, I am also here to say, the next New Media Expo, now that we are kind of neck and neck here with NAB, oh, you are not going to want to miss this one. That's the big news in my world. And if you're a person that has been thinking about podcasting, but maybe you were too afraid or you're too worried and you're like, oh, I don't know if anybody will listen to me. I don't know if I could do it. I don't know anything about audio. I don't know anything about video. It's time to get uncomfortable and push through, because I'm telling you, on the other side of this microphone, it's a really cool view. And I think if you ask any podcaster, that once you get through those initial steps where you're like, RSS, who, what, how big is the image going to be now? What, huh? When you push through all those things and you start impacting people's lives and you start meeting like-minded people and you start understanding your customers better, you start getting your word out and your message out on a global basis, then you go, man, I'm glad I went through that little bit of uncomfortableness to come out on this side.
And now it's time for a last 5 and 5. What were the last 5 podcasts you listened to?
We are here at Podcast Movement last day. We're all brain drained, and this is not fair to do to Lou, but I'm talking with Lou Mongello. You can find him at wdwradio.com. Tell everyone about your podcast. First.
Yeah, thank you. It's great to see you again.
It's great.
You look incredibly snazzy today. Clearly, the best dressed podcaster award goes to you today. So my show is WDW Radio. I've been podcasting since 2005. There so, you like you, like we're old men in the podcasting world. And my podcast is all about Walt Disney World and kind of all things Disney, including Cruise Line and some Disneyland and all the things that make us happy about going to that place.
That's it. And of course, I always love to give the pop quiz now that we're all brain dead. What were the last 5 podcasts you listened to? If you can tell me a little bit about each one.
Okay, so other than obviously the last 5 school podcastings, that's just a given. So that would be cheating if I said that one. So let's see. The last 5 I listened to, you know, a lot of us, we just sit in our houses all day working, so I don't spend a lot of time in the car. So I listened to Paul Collins' podcast report, which I dig. I like sort of a podcast about the news and the future of podcasting. Jared Easley's Star of the Doubts. Love that guy, who also was one of the organizers of Podcast Movement. I listened to Cliff Ravenscraft's podcast Answer Man. He had a really interesting one about what to charge your sponsor, which I think is the question a lot of people have. A lot of people, especially when we first start out, sort of shooting in the dark in terms of what do we charge. Is that 5? I mean, I lost count. Smart Passive Income I listened to.
It's 4.
I couldn't tell you the other exact episodes. And if I had to pick one more, Social Media Examiner.
There you go.
Yeah, love Michael Stelzner.
Awesome. And again, you can find Lou over at wdwradio.com. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, brother.
Lou is so Lou. He's another guy that what you hear, what you see is what you get. Such a great guy. Always just super nice, just incredible smile, just a pleasant chap to be around. And you can find him again at WDW Radio. And when I was over there, he had a book, 102 Ways to Save to Go to Disney. And I just thought I would share this insight. If you're looking to go into an event, you know, maybe you're going to go to New Media Expo or any other ones that are happening. There's a podcaster summit. This is an online event that's happening. I know a Social Media Examiner is having an online event, and you're like, well, how do you get the money for this stuff? And this is nothing new, but it's something you kind of go, oh yeah, I should look into that. I have an online account with Capital One, and once a month they yank $30 out of my, what I would call my regular checking account. Now I never look at this. I don't think about it. I just need it when I need it. It is my rainy day fund. It's my emergency fund. And you could easily kind of figure out, okay, how long till New Media Expo? How long to this and that? And then figure out how much a month to put away. And the reason I chose a separate bank account is, yeah, you can have a savings account with your regular bank, and that may be perfect for you. But sometimes when you see that money on a regular basis, you start thinking of ways to spend it. So I actually have an account that is online. It's not a bank I drive by. It's tied into my, quote, regular bank. But if you're thinking of going to an event, or if you're thinking of starting a podcast and you need to save up some money, or whatever it is, use the technology to help you put that money aside so that when it comes time to pull the trigger, you've got that money. And it's not like, oh, how am I going to, you know, I'm going to have to sell whatever, Grandma to the Gypsies, and see what I can get. So we all know this tip. We all know the technology exists. Maybe this is something you want to look into, because I just logged into mine and went, wow, I didn't have that much money in it. And it's just monthly. The other thing that's kind of odd as I look at my account, this account actually pays interest, not a ton, but I made 53 cents in interest about a month here. So you figure that's six whole dollars a year in interest. What will I do with that? But six bucks is better than a poke in the eye. And that may be something you want to look into if you're thinking of trying to attend events in the future. And earlier I was speaking about constant improvement. If you're looking to take your audio production to greater heights, then check out audioproductionmasters.com/SOP. This is from the one, the only, Mike Russell. And you're like, Mike Russell, where have I heard that name? Music Radio Creative. When you hear at the beginning, the lady singing, people are like, where did you get that? That is Music Radio Creative. You can find them by going to schoolofpodcasting.com/MRC. That is an affiliate link, by the way. And if you order something, I get a little bit of something, something for that. So I appreciate that. And Mike, if you've ever seen his YouTube videos, is an Adobe Audition just guru. Wow. He does magical things in Adobe Audition. And he's opened up a community called, again, audioproductionmasters.com. And again, if you go to /SOP to that, that's an affiliate link to that as well. And what's really cool about this is there's all these Adobe Audition tutorials and just overall things about how to make your voice sound better. But there's also every period, every month, you get different sound files to use, different sound effects and whooshes and zaps and zippies and all sorts of stuff like that. And so it's a really cool system, and you can go in, and if you're looking for something in particular, he's got a cool search box that'll bring that up. And if you're interested in this, again, go over to audioproductionmasters.com/SOP. Now, if you're not much of a membership person, I do want to also point out from Mike, he has a book. It's called The A to Z of Podcast Audio Production in Adobe Audition. So if you're a person that like, look, I know how to do Audition, but I want to make sure I know everything there is to know, right? You want to take it again to greater heights. That is a book, and it's a Kindle book. And let me see here if I click on the link. I'm looking at this in Amazon as we speak. Yeah, it's just a Kindle book. And very, very cool. And I've actually bought this. I haven't read it yet. But like I said, if I had an Adobe Audition question, Mike would be the guy that I would go to for the answer. And here again, he's built his audience. He's got the Music Radio Creative show. He's now broken into the podcast about podcasting show and the audio production show and all sorts of different shows. And he's now taken that information and he's going to take the relationship he has with his audience. And if they want to go into, you know, a little deeper than what they cover on the podcast, you can do that through his community as well as his book. So, Mike, glad to see you're sharing the wealth, and I look forward to consuming your content.
In case you missed it, it's time for a podcast rewind.
I was blessed enough to be interviewed by Dot over at, and this is Two Mavericks. Now, this is T-W-O. Mavericks is M-A-V-E-R-I-X.com, and the podcast is called Over Coffee Podcast, and she interviewed me on National Podcast Day, which was September 30th, and kind of got my take on the history of podcasting, how I got into it, what do I think about it, things of that nature, and here is a clip. Now, I'm going to tell you about this clip. I did this. I have certain times when I do interviews, and if that doesn't fit, I can do an interview on my lunch hour. And I did this over the phone. And remember we said you try things, you push through, and you learn things? I think in the future, if somebody wants to do an interview with me, and I go, I'm not going to be in my office, and I'm not going to have a microphone with me, I'm almost always around Wi-Fi, I would connect via Skype over my phone. Because I connected over the phone. And anytime you connect over a phone line, your audio is going to get squished. And to a certain extent, I don't want the school of podcasting to be associated with the sound of a phone. if that makes any sense. And so here I am, and she has great production on her show, but there's no way to make a phone not sound like a phone. But here it is. I think it's a good interview. I liked it, and Dot's a great person. And here's an appearance, a clip from my appearance on the Over Coffee podcast.
You mentioned what worked and what didn't. What have you found doesn't work for you other than being really quick and saying, yeah, I'm going to get it out there and I'm going to get a million downloads and make a zillion dollars?
Yeah, it goes. I learned the hard way that you have to connect with people first. If we go back 10 years before there were things like Facebook groups and Google Plus groups, there were forums. And I remember probably 2006 at the time, there was this great forum, and it was all these people that were in radio and broadcasting. And I seriously walked into the forum and said, you know, hi, I'm Dave Jackson. I run the School of Podcasting, and here's my latest episode. And I got banned instantly for spam because that brought no value. Nobody asked me about my podcast. And I went, oh, there's a little lesson learned. So that doesn't work. Just walking in and saying, hi, listen to my podcast. If I'd gone in and contributed to some conversations that they were having and maybe provided some resources, then they might have wanted to hear about what I had to say. But to just walk in and say, hi, listen to my podcast, that usually doesn't work.
I wanted to share some insights into the Cleveland Podcasters Meetup. Now, if you're like, Dave, I know we're near Cleveland. Why are you telling me about this? Because you might want to make a meetup of your own. And I'm in the, if you go to clevelandpodcasters.com, if you happen to be in the area, by all means, come check it out. And according to the records, it said 10 people showed up. And there was Brandon, Sharon, Philip, Bob, Kim, Billy, Sylvia, and myself. We were also there for the last Podcasters Roundtable. We were actually doing them both at the same time, which was kind of fun. And what I wanted to do was share just some insights into this. Number one, it's great because they're already giving me tons of insights for the next meeting. And this particular group, half of them, they don't have podcasts yet, which is awesome. I love the fact that I get to help people launch a podcast. So that's going to be a lot of fun. But if you're thinking of having one of these, you need a place, depending on the situation. In my case, I want to be able to show things on a screen. So if somebody has a question about a theme or something like that, I can actually show them on the actual screen. And so that might be something you look into when you're looking for a venue. Now, the other thing you need is food. And I thought having a vending machine, I thought people would eat maybe on their way to the venue. Yeah, not a good, that didn't work. So, because who wants to have Fritos for dinner? That doesn't work. So in the future, we're looking at maybe having it at a restaurant and just making it more of a sit around and chat kind of thing. And then you just kind of hope that you don't have to show something on a screen or something of that nature. It's trying to a matter of trying to find a place where you could do both even. And so we're looking into maybe some local libraries that might be a little closer. The other thing is, it's the Cleveland Podcasters Meetup. And I actually had, and this is amazing. Brandon took 2 days off work because he was coming from basically an hour and a half away. We had a couple people. One came from Akron, which is where I grew up. And another person came from literally like we're pushing 2 hours away. And so Brandon knew he was going to be out late. So he took the one day off so he could get there on time. And then another one so he could sleep in or whatever. That is so just humbling. And he was like, yeah, because he listens to the show. And so that was really, really cool. A few people had listened to the show. And then I think I had like three or four. They're like, who are you again? Which was really cool. I love that situation because I'm, again, growing the audience. And so have an agenda. Now, we did have an agenda. It was a loose one. And I kind of wanted to use this meeting to set up future meetings, which is it did. And then we had the Podcasters Roundtable kind of in the middle of that. So have a clear agenda would be helpful, and have food. And then the thing here is, again, this is another one where I thought, what if I start this and nobody shows up? In fact, one of the attendees said at one time when she saw it, there were only two people signed up to go. And she's like, what the heck? How bad can it be? And so, sure, I could have looked really stupid throwing a meetup and nobody shows up. Well, who's going to see that? Who's going to care? And so, yeah, we're going to have these now the last Tuesday of the month, I think is what we threw out there. And I'm looking into a couple venues now. I need to figure out where we're going to have this and pick a topic. But it was a lot of fun. Got to meet a lot of great people. And it's going to be a great way to help some new podcasters get off the ground. And maybe in the future, we'll have some more, you know, people with a little more experience, which will make it even more fun. Everyone's welcome. And that would be just my quick, after one meetup, have food. And everybody said, hey, if you get pizza, Dave, I'll chip in. So have some food and have an agenda. Realize that here again, you're not going to make everybody happy. Because the Akron people, which is about an hour south of Cleveland, are going to always be saying, move it further south, move it further south. And I'm sure the minute I do, I'm going to get some people from Cleveland going, what the heck? It's the Cleveland Podcasters Meetup, and what are you doing in Independence? And why are you a half hour out of Cleveland? So I'm never going to make everybody happy, but I'm going to focus on the majority and see if we can make that happen. And but don't be afraid to try it. Don't be afraid to try it. What's the worst that could happen? Nobody shows up. Okay. But that's my insights from that. And I'm really looking forward to this group now growing and getting to know each other in the future. And so Brandon, Sharon, Phil, Bob, Kim, Billy, and Sylvia. Did I say Kim? I did say Kim. Thank you guys so much for showing up. Now, at the beginning of the show, I mentioned free pizza, and you're like, hey, where do we get the free pizza at? This is an amazing because of my podcast story. I have mentioned Philip Keller from Blind Faith Live, Real People, Real Miracles. Find him over at blindfaithlive.com. And for many years, Philip was better known as Trapper Jack in basically the number one station in Cleveland, Ohio. He's the morning guy. And Phil will be on a show in the future when we're talking about what can podcasters learn from radio people. And it just so happened that the Steve Stewart, the one, the only MoneyPlanSOS.com podcaster, was in Erie, Pennsylvania, which is about an hour and 20 minutes from Cleveland. And he said, hey, I'm in town. How about we meet up for dinner? So I'm like, that would be awesome. So he came in. I took him to a place here in Rocky River, Ohio called The Woods. And it's a nice little cozy place, a lot of dead animals on the wall, all sorts of fun stuff. And we're sitting there and we're chatting and talking podcasting. And all of a sudden I get a text that says, if you look straight ahead, you'll see Trapper Jack. And here on the other side of our booth was Philip and his lovely wife, Beth. And so we had a lovely moment where we little meet and greet. And it was amazing because Steve had jokingly said, hey, can you move the podcasters meetup to the time when I'm going to be in town? Because that way I can meet, you know, the infamous Trapper Jack. So it was cool because he got to meet Trapper Jack, but wait, there's more. So we take a quick picture, and it was great to see Philip and for Steve to meet Philip and vice versa. And Philip's like, man, Steve, I hear you on everything. And so they leave, and Steve and I are still in the restaurant, and we're chatting, and they're like, oh, we probably should leave. So we go to leave, and check this out. Philip bought, he basically paid for our dinner. And so I was like, you got to be kidding me. What a nice guy. So, you know, now I wouldn't have gotten a free dinner because I've met Philip and I know Steve, but that was like, well, because of my podcast, I got free pizza. So there you go. And it is a small world. It really is a small world. And so Philip, thank you so much. And everyone check out blindfaithlive.com. Real people, real miracles. And Steve, it was great seeing you. As always, moneyplantsos.com. That is going to do it for this episode of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. So let's think about this a second. We talked a lot today about not being afraid, about pushing through, and about being uncomfortable. and realizing that, you know, there are times when we are uncomfortable, but it usually means on the other side of that, when we do get comfortable, we're a better person. We heard about some great podcasts that we might want to check out from Lou Mangiello. We heard about Mike Russell and his audio production. I will have links to all this, the audioproductionmasters.com/SOP and Mike's book. So congratulations on your new ventures. And of course, Mike is the guy behind Music Radio Creative. You can find him at musicradiocreative.com. Or if you want to use my affiliate link, go to schoolofpodcasting.com/MRC. That's the company that does the ladies at the beginning of the show. And if you're looking to start a podcast, you know, check out the schoolofpodcasting.com. Use the coupon code LISTENER, LASTENER, and that will save on your first month. And if you don't have a website yet, send me an email with the phrase quick start. And what I will do is send you an affiliate link to order your web hosting, and then I will give you a free month at the School of Podcasting, and I will actually set up your WordPress for you. So that is going to do it. Let me remind you to live today like there's no tomorrow. Live tomorrow like it's your first, and don't ever let your problems, you know, bring out your worst. Don't ever take your mind off whatever is your goal. Be true to yourself and follow your soul. Thanks so much for listening. Take care. God bless. We'll see you again real soon with another episode of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. Until then, class is dismissed. If you like what-